Now, I bet if you're on a honeymoon, the last things you're thinking about are virtual windows or technology butlers. Yep, it's that time of year again. Honeymoon season. Time for soulmates to cuddle up on some secluded island or in a mountain chalet. Time to forget about caterers, wedding bands, and tipsy in-laws. Still, there's a lot of pressure to have the most perfect, most romantic honeymoon. You want to come home with an album full of photos and fun anecdotes to share with your family and future children. And unfortunately, high honeymoon expectations can sometimes lead to disappointment. A few weeks ago, I asked you to call in with your worst honeymoon disasters. What I heard is enough to keep anybody single, or at least safely at home if they do decide to become unsingle. Just listen to what Audrey and her husband Carl from San Diego went through during a cab ride in Mexico City. It was, unfortunately, a honeymoon they'll never forget.
We were kidnapped, robbed, and beaten.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Did you just grab a cab you found on the street as opposed to from a hotel entrance?
They did take us out in the hotel car, but after dinner at a restaurant, we did hail one on the street. And he actually took us to our hotel, but he decided not to go into the driveway. He instead pulled over, and two thugs jumped in the car, and one was between my legs on the floor of the car and one between my husband and I, and we were both at knife point driving around for 45 minutes in sheer terror.
But what did they say to you? What did they want?
They wanted the PIN number to our credit card, which was interesting because we took robbing money with us in case we got robbed, but one credit card, and we didn't know that they were savvy enough to ask for the PIN number. We don't have PIN numbers for our credit card, and so they threatened to rape me and kill me to help my husband remember our PIN number.
Oh, my God.
But unfortunately, I didn't know I shouldn't have worn my wedding ring or any jewelry because, of course, they took all the jewelry and wedding bands.
Oh,
wedding
no.
I wouldn't recommend to everyone to get kidnapped on their honeymoon, but we learned more about each other in that terrifying hour than we might have in 50 years of marriage.
I think I'll take the 50 years of marriage, frankly. Audrey certainly gets major credit for making the most out of a bad situation, which is exactly what Paula from Fort Collins, Colorado did when she ran into an unexpected acquaintance during her camping honeymoon in Yosemite.
There was a woman there that looked like my husband's ex-wife, and I noticed her looking at us, but my husband didn't seem to notice her, so I kind of dropped it. But when we got back to the camp and we checked in, he said, well, I just went to get our luggage, and she is here.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. So you're on your honeymoon up in this remote place where you got to book a year ahead of time just to get a tent.
Absolutely.
And the former wife is there?
Yes, the wife of 20 years. And
was this sheer coincidence? It had
well,
to be.
Of course, at the time, I cried that she had done it on purpose and tried to ruin our time and everything. But then I got my head about me and my wits and realized that there was no way. But her tent was about 5 or 6 tenths away from ours. And the first night when we went to go to dinner, my husband told the hostess at the food camp, I really prefer not to eat with my ex-wife on my honeymoon. And she thought we were joking. And he said, no, I'm serious. And her name was at the same exact time. And she was supposed to be pretty much sitting with us at dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
So she separated us, luckily. And then every night when we make our reservations for the next night, we kind of made sure that if she was eating at 6, we were eating at 8 and vice versa.
Did you guys ever acknowledge each other and talk?
Yes, it was amicable. And there was really no way to avoid her because there wasn't a lot of people up there. And you sat out by the lake or the river to have a glass of wine at night. Chances are she was sitting 2 tables away. And we could see her from our tent if she was sitting on the little front porch. We were too. We had to wave at each other. And so it was a tad uncomfortable. But
I wonder if it was equally uncomfortable for her.
I only hope so. Since it kind of ruined my time. But
how long did this last?
Four nights. Yes, I kept thinking, well, maybe this is her last night and she's leaving, but no such luck. They were there the entire time we were there.
But you never sat down and had a drink together or a meal?
No. I'm not that civilized.
Now, if you think that's bad, Tom from Denver and his new bride spent the first night of their honeymoon getting soaked in the back of a leaking van during a rainstorm. But that was only the beginning of that honeymoon. On day two, they headed out on a little biking trip for 4 months.
We biked from Bremerton, Washington to Charlottesville, West Virginia, and along the way we almost fell off a 300-foot cliff on the Rio Grande.
Boy, Tom, you know how to put together a honeymoon. You still married?
No, uh-uh. She went her way on the trip. We had met this other gentleman, and when the trip was over, I had to go back to Alaska to go back to work, get some money because we were broke, and she went on traveling with this other gentleman.
As friends.
And, yeah, they were going to travel as friends, and well, I made the money, and then we were going to meet again together in Texas and continue traveling together as a threesome from Texas to Washington. And I got to Texas, and she says, no, you're going back to Alaska, Tom. I want to travel with Dave to Washington. So I turned around and flew back to Alaska. I asked her when I got there, I said, you know, you could have told me on the phone before I quit work and came down. She says, no, I wanted to tell you in person.
Well, how darn thoughtful of her.
Very thoughtful.
Well, I'm glad you got a sense of humor about it.
Well, you know, you got to be able to bounce, you know, the punches were.
So basically, your marriage ended with the honeymoon.
Yes, we got married, had a honeymoon, and got divorced.
Gosh, you should have taken that first night when the water collapsed on you as a sign, I tell you.
Well, it certainly was a portender of possible ill effects.
Ouch. Now, Ken from Burlington, Vermont, shares that same positive attitude as Tom when it comes to honeymoon disasters. Let me paint his picture for you. It's 1948. Ken and his wife are driving back to Denver. They're exhausted and looking for a motel to crash in, but they end up crashing their car instead, or more precisely, flipping it over.
We crawled out the windows and everything seemed fine, except that I noticed that I was soaking wet, and I thought that was a little peculiar until it began to burn. And I realized that we'd been carrying a spare battery on the floor of the back seat because we'd had car trouble from time to time. So I was drenched in battery acid.
Oh, my goodness. You were carrying a spare battery for the car in the back seat?
Yeah. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, we also had a jug of water with us for camping, and I got around behind the car and took off my clothes and took a shower.
Hang on. Let me get this straight. You get out of the car, you've got battery acid now touching your skin?
Oh, yeah. I was soaked in it.
So you took off all your clothes.
Right. Took a shower using a thermos jug.
You're dumping the water out of the thermos to try to get it off your body.
Right.
Anybody else around, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Cars are stopping all over the place.
While you're naked, dumping water on yourself?
Yeah,
okay.
I had to get the acid off. But then part began. When I started to try to get dressed again, I tried to put on my undershorts. I found out that they were sewn shut.
What do you mean they were sewn shut?
Well, my beloved, sweet, late mother decided that as a honeymoon joke, she would sew them shut.
I don't know that old honeymoon joke.
Well, I don't either, but she thought it was hysterical when she heard about it later.
This is one of the most oddball stories I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it was pretty weird. It was pretty bizarre. And anyway, we finally got dressed, and the crowd actually pushed the car back onto its wheels, pushed it back up the bank. Wouldn't quite start yet, but with a push it did, and we ultimately drove it all the way back to Denver. It was great fun.
But the roof wasn't smushed in, obviously.
The roof was about 6 inches lower than it was when we left Denver on our way north.
How long did you keep this wonderful car of yours?
Oh, I got a hydraulic jack and jacked that sucker back up enough that we used it for about the first 2 years that I was in college.
Unbelievable.
Well, it was a 36 Chevy that had been given to us by my father-in-law as a wedding present.
That's better than getting sewn-up shorts for your wedding present.
Yeah, that was really kind of interesting.
So how long did that marriage last, Ken?
We've been married 52 years now and still going strong.
Still got an extra battery in the back seat of the car back there?
Do not carry batteries on the floor of the back seat of the car anymore. That was one lesson learned.
Okay, time to head to the beach. You may remember that I mentioned this story on a previous program, but I can't get enough of it. Susan, who happens to be a divorce lawyer, and her husband from Huntsville, Alabama, spent their honeymoon at the Grand Palazzo Resort in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. Everything started out just fine, but then suddenly things took an ugly turn.
3 or 4 days into the honeymoon, I kind of rolled over early in the morning and no new husband. So I look out and he's out on the balcony, practically falling off of it. He's straining so hard to see something on the beach.
He's leaning off the balcony?
He is leaning off the balcony.
Okay.
I think, you know, maybe a whale has been beached or something. He's so fascinated by what's going on in the beach, and it's pretty early in the morning.
Uh-huh, okay.
So I get up and look, and every woman's worst nightmare is going on. A Victoria's Secret's photo shoot is happening at the very same resort we're staying in.
Bathing suit or lingerie?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask my husband. He got a better look. But it was, I think, a variety of both. But
wonderful.
Well, yeah, you try putting on a bathing suit after your husband's been staring at Victoria's Secret models all morning.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right.
You were joking about it, the two of you, of course.
Of course we were joking about it. And actually, it turned out to be kind of nice because it kind of bonded all the women at the resort. We kind of all huddled together in horror. And it also kind of equally bonded all the men that were staying at the resort. And, of course, I've gotten a lot of mileage out of it. So.
Were your husband's fingernail marks on the tarmac as you left?
Yeah, he hated to leave. And, you know, he really didn't want to go.
Still married?
Still married.
And getting those Victoria's Secret catalogs every 4 days in the mail?
Well, you know what? Also, the nice thing about it was that apparently a cable television channel was filming it, you know, the making of a Victoria's Secret. So it was nice because we could say, there's our room, there's the boat that we went on, there's that skinny woman.
There's Tyra Banks.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly right.
Well, it's got to be a great story to tell friends.
Well, it is. It is. My mother used to tell us when we were kids, if you want to be the life of the party, learn how to play the piano. But believe me, it's have a honeymoon disaster story.
And she certainly does. It's a great story. By the way, earlier this week, I spoke with Jerry Bain, who's the travel editor for Modern Bride magazine. She suggests that newlyweds talk up your new marital bliss. Everybody's sort of romantic inside. And the more hotel managers and resort personnel know that you just got married, the stronger the chances are you'll get free room upgrades and maybe even better tables at restaurants. For more honeymoon suggestions, check out their website at modernbride.com.